I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Allow your body to relax and take that deep restorative breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then just gently release. Breathe in and breathe out and allow your mind to clear and your body to relax. In this consciousness, we know surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In this peaceful moment, feel the power and presence of the divine. You know that God is all around you. There is never any place that you can ever be that God is not. Spirit is with you. Spirit is within you. You live and move and have your being in the infinite presence. You are God's beloved. God's wisdom is within you, guiding your way. God's peace is within you, manifesting in perfect harmony. God's unconditional love surrounds you and enfolds you, inspiring you to your full potential. In this consciousness, realize that if you have been struggling with a problem or conflict in your life, this problem may have taken up too much of your focus. No solution arises when we are fixated on worry, lack, fear, and limitation. So I invite you now, in a moment, to take into full consciousness the power of and presence of God. And as you do so, bring your current challenge or problem in your heart, just bring it forward. Let it surface as you remain spiritually centered. Know that beneath every seeming disorder, there is spiritual order ready to manifest. In the deepest trust, surrender to a power that is stronger than your difficulty. Ask for God's guidance as you feel the love and grace of the divine at work in your life right now. Know that as a spiritual being, having a human experience, you have the power and wisdom to call forth God's pure, loving energy at this moment and always. For a few minutes, turn within and know that you will uncover all the strength, energy, and discernment you need to meet your challenge. Just prepare right here for a few moments to let go and let God in the silence. Just breathe in to perfect trust that your answers are unfolding in God's divine timing. God's guidance is supporting you. What needs to be healed is in the process of being healed, and what needs to be revealed is in the process of being revealed. View this and every challenge you face as an opportunity to grow spiritually and to practice the presence of God. We dwell today in deep gratitude for the ever-increasing realization of God's love and our own indwelling power. We know that in the midst of any seeming problem, we can turn within to find clarity, peace, and guidance. And for this, we are so grateful. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say thank you, God, and so it is, amen and amen. And now let us complete our time of prayer by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thou